you know, 6 days. You know, they're talking about bringing kids back for summer school, like mandatory summer school. I think that'd be a great idea because there are kids who have fallen so far behind. We'll talk about it. Stick around. Heidi Harris joins us next on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden defended his administration's approach to addressing a migrant surge at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Repeatedly pressed about the border situation, the president said he is not responsible for the surge of migrants.
It happens every single solitary year.
He insisted that immigration restrictions are still in place.
The overwhelming majority of people coming to the border and crossing are being sent back.
The president said it's totally unacceptable for thousands of young migrants to be in overcrowded holding facilities, and he vowed to improve conditions. Mr. Biden also promised better media access to the camps, but only after his administration has a better handle on things. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A series of tornadoes have pummeled Alabama, reducing some homes to rubble and leaving at least three dead and thousands without power. Emergency workers brace for more storms Thursday while trying to account for all residents in the affected areas. State news outlets are quoting Calhoun County Sheriff Matthew Wade as saying at least three people were killed and multiple people injured. More injuries have been reported in Shelby County near Birmingham, where homes were flattened. The death toll from last month's winter storm and blackouts in Texas has almost doubled.
Earlier this month, the state put the initial number of deaths at 57, warning it could go higher. The Texas Department of State Health Services now says 111 people died, a majority of them from hypothermia. The number could continue to rise. Many homes went without power or drinkable water for days after sub-freezing temperatures, failing power plants, and record demand for heat pushed the electric grid in Texas to the breaking point. More than 4 million customers lost power. The number of dead from the storm exceeded 2017's Hurricane Harvey, which killed 68 people in Texas. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 199 points, the NASDAQ rose 15. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas' newest resort opened today. Virgin Hotels Las Vegas will open with no resort fees, free parking, and free Wi-Fi. Company officials say the offering falls in line with the Virgin Hotels brand, which does not charge resort fees at any of its properties. After undergoing a massive makeover, the former Hard Rock Hotel property will have 3 hotel towers with more than 1,500 rooms and a 5-acre pool. Many of the 1,600 employees are previous workers from the former Hard Rock. They got a guaranteed first crack at their old jobs through Virgin's Stick Around and Come Back program. Gaming officials are reminding resorts which have pools need to adhere to social distancing protocols. The Gaming Control Board's notice said pool seating should be set up in such a manner to allow for appropriate distancing, which patrons must wear face coverings at all times unless they are actively eating, drinking, or in the pool. Hot tubs will remain closed. Well, the downtown container park's metal mascot, the Mantis, is about to begin breathing fire again. The giant art piece will return to life next Thursday. That's April 1st. A huge insect stands at the corner of 7th and Fremont Streets.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look out for a crash westbound Alianti. That's at the 215 interchange. Also, some slow flows there on the Northern Beltway, 215 west at Jones, 215 south at Tenaya. Also, some shoulder activity, Interstate 15 northbound at Washington, and heavy volumes, Interstate 15 north at Sahara.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them all out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I'm always excited on Thursdays because I get to visit with Heidi Harris. You hear her weekday mornings, 9 a.m. till noon, here on AM 670 KMZQ. Heidi, how you been?
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm still just ecstatic about watching the president 65 days into his administration finally having a full-blown news conference. Did you get a chance to watch any of it?
Yeah, we ran a lot of it on the show. We finally had to just punch out. I think I've got one of those sleep machines, you know, those white noise machines.
Yeah.
Well, you can pick, you know, whether you want the waves or whether you want traffic. I'm going to add Joe Biden speaking. I'm going to add a button on my machine because I think that would do it better than any of the others.
But here's the deal. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. The bar was really, really low. But even with that, I was so underwhelmed watching it. And I wanted to tune out, but I couldn't. I had to grab some clips, some audio clips. So I had to watch it. But I was so underwhelmed, even with the bar being that low.
I know. You know, I was wrong. I thought this thing would go 10 minutes max. You know, he had go out and talk for 4 or 5 minutes, take a few questions, of course, from reporters whose names he already knew, which, of course, he did. I expected that. But I had no idea this guy would ramble and ramble and ramble. I mean, somebody needed to get the hook. I couldn't believe this. Dragged this guy off stage. I was stunned that he went on and on and on and just rambling. People were just dumbfounded.
Did we learn any? See, the problem is I didn't think I learned anything.
Oh, no, of course not. All we learned is that this guy's incapable of running the country, which we already knew. I think this should verify. And I'll give the reporters credit. There were some reporters who asked some actual questions about the border, you know, as to whether or not he considered what was happening acceptable, as to whether or not he was going to allow the reporters down there. I'll give them credit. Some of them actually did ask some meaningful questions. But the guy just, it's stunning to me. You know that he's being basically controlled by people behind the scenes, Obama, Kamala, who else? We don't know who else. I mean, Nancy, Chuck, all these people. Everybody's pulling at him. He's not running things. And you know Russia and North Korea and China have to be laughing their butts off.
No, you're exactly right. My problem was you go to these news conferences to learn something about, you know, policy stuff, but I didn't learn anything that I didn't already know other than, Kamala Harris is going to, you know, run the border task force, if you will, kind of the equivalent of the, COVID-19 task force. Now we got a task force for the border. I was just very much underwhelmed. Do you think 3 years from now he'll still be having news conferences? Do you think he'll still be president?
Now, I did think it was hilarious that one of the reporters asked him if he was going to run for re-election, and then somebody else asked the same question. This guy will be lucky to make it through a year. I mean, 3 years from now, I don't know if he's going to have press conferences. And you saw the thing the other day with Kamala where she was asked about the border, and she just laughed it off. She is far scarier than he is. And these people are just laughing their butts off at us that we just are going along with this. And the people who voted for Biden are acting surprised at some of these things. Meanwhile, she's cackling, I'm not going to the border today. I might go tomorrow. I don't know. I mean, it's a joke to them. They don't care.
I know. Again, Heidi Harris joining us weekdays 9 till noon here on AM 670 KMZQ. I've got to ask you, we are coming upon a Friday, and at the close of business Friday, the kids in the Clark County School District are going to go on spring break. Now, maybe I'm the only one that can't buy this, but the notion of a school district that already was way behind everybody else. Then you've got the year plus of the pandemic, and these kids are getting F's, and they're failing courses like crazy, and they're gonna be promoted anyway. It doesn't matter. You would think there would be some sense of urgency to have the kids in school as much as possible, and then to send them on spring break?
Well, you think so, but we don't care about the kids. It's all about the teachers and the administrators. It has nothing to do with kids anymore. Honestly, if it were up to me, these kids would go straight through. Spring, summer, no break, fall, I don't care. The next break they get would be in the, you know, over the Christmas season. They need to catch up with a lot of things. And the parents are just beside themselves with what's going on with these kids. And it's just, they're exhausted, they're frustrated. No one cares about the kids. They're always the ones who get stuck in the middle. They can't vote, so no one really cares. That's the problem. Or at least the people who should care don't.
What's going to happen? One of the things that we did learn is that We don't really know much about what's going to happen with the filibuster. What do you think is going to happen with the filibuster? Do you think that they will just jam stuff through 50 votes plus Kamala Harris?
Well, I think the problem is if they do that, as you know, because we've tried these things before, it's going to backfire on them in a terrible way. And the only thing they really care about, I think, at this point is 2022. You've got one faction of the Democrat Party who says, oh, my gosh, we have to win in 2022. You have another faction, the far left people, who say, I don't care what we have to do. We have to get this through while we have the option, just like Obama did with Obamacare. Of course, he won a second term, but he didn't care. The number one focus for him was to get Obamacare through when he had the power to do it. And there are people on the left who may say, I don't care because we could lose in 2020 or 2022 at least a few seats. While we've got the power, we've got to get our agenda through. It just depends. They're all pushing and pulling at each other. You know that behind the scenes.
Well, and it'll be interesting to see what happens on all these different issues. H.R. 1, which would radically change the way we do elections in this country. It would federalize. Dumb question. It's always been a local or a state-run enterprise, talking about elections. Why is it we do that? Is that by the Constitution or some other? Is that the courts or why is it?
A lot of people, you know, I think it's just basically this: the states have a certain amount of say over what goes on with elections. And I have gone back and forth. I do think to a certain extent we need to have a national standard when it comes to how long you can count the votes, for example, after election day. I mean, the idea that the whole country's waiting for one or two states who are dragging their feet is ridiculous. We need, if it were up to me, we'd have a national standard. Everybody has to have a voter ID, the actual ID, an ID to vote. Like you have to have an ID to get a vaccine or anything else, right? That's the way it should be. But there are a lot of people, and I've talked to a lot of people on the right, who think that it would be a terrible idea to have one set of federal election laws. And as you know, H.R. 1 would be disastrous in a lot of ways for the nation. And it's really scary stuff. And that's what I'm saying. They're trying to get as much as they possibly can through. I don't know if they're going to care about their long-term prospects politically, if they can get certain things they really want done. Because I'll tell you what, they get H.R. 1 through, can you even imagine? It may not matter what the conservatives say forever. It may not matter if they ever lose elections. It won't matter because it'll just be virtually impossible for us to ever regain any ground.
What do you think what do you think they will do? Do you have a feel for that?
About H.R. 1?
No, about the filibuster.
You know, I don't know what they're going to do. I know everybody's looking at Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema and put all the pressure on them. I don't know what they're going to do ultimately because I don't know what goes on behind the scenes. You know, all these people who become very prominent when there's a certain issue going on, you know there are all kinds of backroom deals. And they're saying, well, what are you going to do for me? What am I going to get out of this? That kind of thing. And everybody back there in Washington, D.C. wants to stay there. They don't care about anything else other than power, the ability to stay in their seat. So if they've been promised this or that, or they can angle for this or that to be given to them, then you know maybe they would do that. I don't know. I honestly do not know, Kevin, what they're going to do.
Because I keep thinking the Democrats just never learn a lesson. You would have thought they would have learned the lesson of Harry Reid and the filibuster, and now we've got three conservatives on the U.S. Supreme Court, all as a result of what Harry Reid did.
Right, exactly right.
I mean,
right.
but you'd think they'd learn from that, but the problem is they just don't. Hey, got to find out. I've only got a minute. I got to find out what you're up to tomorrow.
Okay, first of all, we're going to talk with Annie Black. You know her.
I love her. I love her.
Yep, we love her. She's going to talk about this ridiculous Nevada ERA that a couple of wimpy Nevada conservatives voted for. We'll talk with her about that. Victor Jakes is going to join us on, of course, what's going on with the legislature also. Vital Vegas joins us. And that'll be fun. And Greg Clugston from Salem, he's the Washington correspondent. He's been following Biden. He's going to join us, too. Big, big, big day on Friday.
And I'll be with you at 11:35, and I'm going to be looking forward to it. Thanks so much. Thank Always you. Good. Heidi, thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you, my friend. You, too.
Have a good night. Heidi Harris, weekdays, 9 till noon. I'll be on 11:35. 11:35 tomorrow. I always look forward to, especially the Friday. The Friday shows, because we're all kind of loosey goosey. We just have fun. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, I'm tax attorney Taylor Randolph, and I get asked all the time, can you really file a tax bankruptcy and remove all your IRS debt? The answer is yes. Randolph Law Firm is Nevada's premier tax law firm, and we can fix your tax problems. Call us today.
The Randolph Law Firm, voted best of Las Vegas by the Las Vegas Review Journal. Call 702-757-7777 or go online to randolphlawfirm.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Sue and her wife Helen meet their son every Saturday for lunch. One week, they were late because Helen didn't realize it was Saturday. At the restaurant, they enjoyed their usual favorites and caught up. But after the meal, Helen got upset because she needed help calculating the tip. Sue missed 3 of the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's. Did you? Be aware of confusion with time or place, challenges with problem solving, and changes in mood or behavior. Know where Alzheimer's and dementia hide. For more information, visit alz.org/Nevada and click on Know the Signs. Are you or someone you love showing some of these signs? Help and information is available. Visit alz.org/NEVADA. This message sponsored by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Tommy White and all the good men and women at Laborers Union Local 872. We were talking about with Heidi about the filibuster. And here is the dilemma facing the Democrats. It's the same dilemma they faced a number of years ago when they essentially abdicated to the Republicans you know, all of the power. What ended up happening was Harry Reid essentially gave the Republicans carte blanche in passing as many Supreme Court justices as they could during the era of Donald J. Trump. And what happened was we now have three conservative justices on the U.S. Supreme Court. That's kind of what they're facing now. And the Dems, they don't know if they just don't have the votes or if they just don't have the guts to do this, realizing that in a couple of years, Republicans could end up being in control. This was David Challey, and he is political director for CNN. And this was before the speech, or the news conference, excuse me, the news conference. The Dems have a huge problem lying ahead with the filibuster, and they don't really, again, this is cut four, they don't really know what to do about it. Here it is.
The problem is inside the Democratic House here. It's not just about the 60-vote threshold. But what the White House and some advisors in the White House and some activists in the Democratic world on the outside believe may move the needle for these Democrats is showing time and again some key Democratic priorities failing because that they can't get any Republican votes. And that if they show enough failure on big agenda items, it will build pressure on the Democrats to all get on board with changing the voting rules, the threshold, the filibuster, and coming on board with these agenda items. Now, I think that's a pretty big gamble. I don't know that strategy is actually going to produce Joe Manchin to come along and say, oh, okay, you showed me this won't get through. All of a sudden, I'm going to be on board with this. It seems to me the administration is going to need to work both sides, right? They're going to need to try and woo some Republican votes so that they can get all those Democrats on board as well, including Manchin, as well as placate a bit to the base about changing the structure of the rules in the Senate, because that is something that the Democratic base is really asking for on issues that matter so critically to them. Voting rights, gun rights, as you're saying, these issues are so front and center, and without any action on them, I think you're going to see the Biden White House concerned that they will lose some of that energy in their own base.
That was David Challian, CNN political director. It's one of a couple of problems that you heard about in the news conference today. By the way, how many of you actually heard the news conference, or you watched it, or maybe you've seen clips of it? I would be interested to know what you think, and I'll just give you my two cents worth. I was underwhelmed, despite the fact that the president, I mean, let's face it, it was a low bar we were dealing with. I mean, this was not something where we had high expectations. Everybody lowballed this news conference. We were afraid he was going to come stumbling into the East Room as he stumbled up the stairs on Air Force One. I'll just say it was not one of the better appearances of the president, I didn't think. Rachel, well, and I'll just tell you the other issue that they dealt with almost ad nauseum was the whole thing of the Biden border crisis, which he owns. It's his. And Rachel Wood of ABC, this is cut six, by the way, was on with Terry Moran after the speech. She was in McAllen, Texas, and she's going to be there when the 18 senator Codell, the congressional delegation going down to the border. She was there ahead of the senators arriving, but was on with Terry Moran. The Biden border crisis, that in the speech, there really wasn't a clear message that's been delivered to Central America. Here it is.
So, Rachel, you're there ahead of the delegation from the Hill. What are you seeing? And if you heard any of the president's press conference, how does it relate where you are, what you're seeing, to what you heard from the president?
Well, Terry, I think something that really stuck out to me and what we heard from our Cecilia Vega, our chief White House correspondent, who was pressing the president on this issue, is the messaging. When we have talked to people here on the ground, and Martha Raddatz, Cecilia Vega have talked to people who are crossing the border, and by people, I mean children under the age of 18 crossing without their parents, they say that they are coming here in part because of President Biden, because they believe that they are not going to be turned away. And we heard that again from President Biden today. He said that he is not going to turn away any children from the border who are crossing by themselves. And that message is resonating with people who are trying to leave these horrible conditions, that are facing violence. This hard decision that these parents are making to send their boys, many of them, over and across the border. We just left